Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Bobby Dooley joins us from the Western Estates Homeowners Association to talk about something that they have annually called their Springtacular. And the Springtacular is a charity fashion show and dinner that you have. Bobby, thanks for joining us.
Always a pleasure, Phil.
That you have every year. You have four, actually, your spring, summer, autumn, and winter events, right?
We do, and we do raise quite a bit of money for charity, Phil, through the Associated Western States Charities and our Springtacular Foundation. We have run into some difficulty this year. We're asking the public to be patient when purchasing the tickets.
What is the main purpose of this?
Well, as you mentioned, we raise a considerable amount of money for our charity, and at the same time, we do give people the opportunity to see what it is like living inside of a gated community where people do take pride in their homes, which is not to say that other people don't. But when you live behind gates, I think you probably take a little bit more pride, and people have an opportunity to come and look at homes that are cared for. And
all right, I wanted to get into what is being planned this year, but you say that the planning has hit a snag of some kind?
Just in terms of our ticket sales.
Okay.
There's going to be a lag time. I'll tell you what happened. A member of our board who's in charge of the actual ticket sales is having some personal problems, and we're trying to help her with those. But until we can get her, I guess until we can get her to put the Springtacular front and center in her life, we're going to have some lag time.
All right. Now, you start with a fashion show, then there's a dinner, right?
Well, we start with a fashion show. Now, everything is put off a little bit, Phil, this year because Janice, and we're very much hoping she is going to take a little bit of our input. But she...
All right, I have to ask, what is going on with this woman? Her name is Janice Greeley?
Yes, Phil. Janice has been a member of our Fashion Steering Committee for the last 5 years. She's coordinated ticket sales. She's one of our real go-to people. I'll tell you what's going on. She's having some problems in her marriage.
I'm sorry.
Well, we told her that we really... And, of course, I understand. I'm sympathetic, and marriages are not easy, but we really need her to be there for us. And her husband has become difficult. And I told her what we needed her to do. She is dragging her feet a little bit.
When you say that you needed her to do, she's got to get the tickets printed.
Well, I think we all see that Janice needs to conclude her marriage to this man, Phil. I know it's none of my business, but we have asked her to consider this.
Is he abusive? I mean, is he?
Well, he isn't really the most. If you want my honest opinion, I think he's a little bit of a loser. He's certainly nothing to look at, and he wants her to stop a lot of the work that she's doing for us. But I need her, and we all need her.
But you're advising divorce for this woman?
Well, absolutely. I'm not saying she has to. I'm the Homeowners Association president. I guess what you could say is I do have a say. I don't need for her marriage and this, if you pardon me, but this loser she's married to is interfering with the charity work that we're trying to get done. So I told her, yes, it would be, I think, in the best interests of our community if she were to divorce this man, get him out of her life.
That's kind of an interesting thing to, you know, to advise somebody. I mean, if somebody would advise you to divorce your husband.
No, but Phil, my situation's a little different. You know Steve, and I'm pretty lucky. He's a handsome guy. He's very exciting. You know, Janice is married to a little bit of a loser, and we have the Springtacular scheduled for the third weekend in May, and I told her I was at a crossroads.
That you will not have your tickets available. But this woman is having problems in her marriage. I didn't mean to get off talking about somebody's marriage.
No, well, I didn't either, Phil, but really what... I'm the Homeowners Association president. I've directed her to get this work done. She's got this husband, and I'm hoping she's going to come to her senses and conclude this marriage to this man. I don't want to be required by my own personal code of ethics and morality to act.
Well, I don't know how you could. I mean, it's a personal problem. You know, she...
Well, there are things...
I mean, what things? The it's a personal problem. She can't get the tickets printed for whatever reason because of the, you know, problems in her marriage.
Well, but as I said, I'm the president of the Homeowners Association. And...
I understand that, but what difference does that make?
And Janice knows this. And
I know, but what difference does that make?
Well, I told her, Phil, and you know, I want you to know that since you asked me the question, as the president of the HOA, I could get a letter from our Homeowners Association attorney basically stating that her and her family are a nuisance.
Are they being a new? Are they being a nuisance to the community? Are they being? Are they acting this way?
Technically, yes, they are. Because of her marital problems, she can't devote the time she needs to our Springtacular. And if I'm forced to write this letter to our attorney, they could be compelled to sell their home.
If you were to step back from this, though, what you're doing is you're writing a letter to your HOA attorney asking for him to go before a judge and say this family is a nuisance, when in fact she's just having personal problems.
It's not just personal problems. The fact is...
Well, she's having personal problems that are keeping you guys from having your Springtacular.
Well, in other words, what she's doing is she's putting her husband first before our community, which is fine. She has every right to do that.
Why? Any woman would. I mean, anybody that cared about their marriage.
And that's fine. But if you're putting that before your marriage, or that before our community, then I would be compelled to say either I am directing you now as Homeowners Association president to divorce him, or we will have our attorney write this letter. I don't want to do that. And I really came on your program to talk about our Springtacular and the culotte. This year it's going to be a celebration of culottes. We are going to have...
All right, hold on for a minute. I got to give our number out. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Bobby Dooley with me. I know you want to talk about this fashion show, but... Excuse me. You are having a problem getting it going, and it's because there's a woman who works with you, Ms. Greeley, who is having problems with her husband or her marriage, so she's taking care of that.
Well, she's taking care of it, but as I said, I told her, you know, the guy's a loser. I told her the guy is a loser. I don't want to have to be forced to direct you as the HOA president. That's all I'm saying.
That's not really for you to decide, though. I don't know. I mean, what I'm trying to say here is...
Well, Phil, as the HOA president, do you really want me to have to write a letter to our homeowners association attorney?
Well, when you say that a family is a nuisance, I was thinking more in terms of maybe they got a barking dog, or maybe they have...
No, it falls under a nuisance to the community. If she is not helping with the Springtacular, we had poster boards that were supposed to go up last week in all the community centers, with a celebration of color, celebration of culottes, Springtacular 2005. None of this has been done. As a result, our charities are going to be impacted, and as a result, our high profile among the homeowners association communities will be affected. So I sent her a letter, and if you want, Phil...
Well, I got a copy of the letter, but why don't you go ahead and read it?
Dear Janice, forthwith I am directing you as the Homeowners Association President to make application to your family attorney to commence the conclusion of your marriage, dissolution, along with all, you know, under California law, so that we can get our Springtacular underway, and as a result have our best ever Springtacular. Sincerely yours, Bobby Dooley.
And well, okay, but I think you're going to be putting a family out of their home.
And Phil, I don't want to do that.
We don't want to do this, Phil.
This is my husband, Steve.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
We don't want to put her out of her home, but I can tell you, she's being very... The guy's a loser.
Right. And so what we're saying is, you know, a lot of women are married to losers. You know, I'm lucky. I just got lucky. I just... God blessed me the day I met Steve. And when you look around you and you see all of the women out there, and I have to kind of stifle a chuckle when I'm going through a grocery store and I'm looking at some of these losers and I'm thinking, can you imagine choosing him over living in a beautiful 150 home gated community like ours? And to me, it's no argument.
You're a loser.
Right, so we are, that's our appeal.
All right, hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686, the number on the Phil Hendry Show. Bobby and Steve Dooley with me from the Homeowners Association of Western Estates. Annually, they have the Springtacular, and every year we have them on to talk about it. This year, it's going to be maybe slowed down. They might even have to put it off a week because one of their members of their steering committee, and I got kind of interested in asking her what was the problem. The woman's having a problem in her marriage. She's not being able to get the work done. Ms. Dooley, as the Homeowners Association president, has told me that she has the right to direct this woman to divorce her husband and get back to her work on the steering committee, or she will write a letter to, now listen to this, she'll write a letter to the Homeowners Association attorney stating that the woman and her family are a nuisance and they could be compelled to sell their home and leave this community. So either work for this Springtacular and get rid of your husband, or sell your home and get out of here. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. When the truth just isn't enough.
Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Bobby and Steve Dooley from the Western States Homeowners Association. Ms. Dooley, I got to ask you, and then we'll take some phone calls for you. There are people calling.
I do want to tell people that are holding on the line that the tickets will be available, but they will be delayed for a week.
All right, that's fine. But I want to ask you a little bit about this lady who has been holding up everything, this Janice Greeley. You've directed her to get a divorce.
I don't want this to be about that. It really doesn't concern our Springtacular. You asked me the question. I want to move on to talking about our fashion show and a lot of the pantsuits that we're going to be showing. We've got a great, really just a wonderful array of things.
But this is a lady, this Ms. Greeley, who is going to be put out of her home if she doesn't divorce her husband.
You know what it is, Phil? It's just there's some women who have an attraction. And again, I keep coming back to the word. The word just keeps, it's just there. They're attracted to losers. And she said to me, Janice, I'm having problems in my marriage. I need to be able to put some of this work off. I looked at her with 3 weeks to go, and I go, are you for real? We have 3 weeks before this thing's supposed to pull. I got to pull the trigger on this in 3 weeks.
All right, 1-800-449-86.
I mean, I hope I answered your question.
Well, you did. I can't say that I agree 100%. Let me just go to some calls here. 1-800-449-8686. Samantha, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley. Go ahead.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, ma'am.
I just want to... Is Janice the only one who knows how to plant out tickets? And
well, I'll tell you what, she has a relationship. Yeah, she's got a relationship with the broker. She's got... big-time relationships that we rely on and that we did rely on up until the last few minutes. So it really leaves us in a bind, her worrying about this guy.
Well, I don't think it's really any of your business who she's married to.
Mm-hmm.
If she's having problems in her marriage, that's her business.
Mm-hmm.
And whether he's a loser or not, she fell in love with him. She married him. You know, and it's not for anybody to say whether or not she should end her marriage.
I think when you're faced with the prospect of losing your home, I think you'll start reevaluating.
I think I would rather move than...
In other words, what you're telling me is you'd rather be married to a loser than to live in a gated community.
If I'm in love with somebody, it doesn't matter whether they're a loser or not.
Well, I mean, what about love?
What?
Well, I'm agreeing with you, Samantha. And what about the aspect the woman loves this man?
Well,
I would rather move and try to make my marriage work and be happy and be with the person that I'm in love with, rather than a material item. You can get a house anywhere.
Well, you can get a house anywhere. I'm talking about living in a gated community, 150 homes, 6,000 square feet.
Well, there are many gates.
The Magnolia Plan, community centers. It's just a matter of this. Why does she... I don't particularly... You should see this guy. He's a real loser. He's not much to look at. You see what I'm saying?
Well, I think many people aren't much to look at, but I'm not with him, so it's none of my business.
unfortunately, as the president of the homeowners, oh, I know what the problem is. You don't live in a gated community, do you?
No, but I understand
okay.
the concept very clearly.
All right, okay. No, I understand. Well, there's some things that maybe you don't understand. Number one, I'm the Homeowners Association president. Were you aware
you've
of that?
Repeated that.
Were you aware of that?
Yes, you've repeated
right.
it several times.
All right. As such, I have directed our attorney through pro bono counsel to enter a de facto motion to the court that either she commits to our spectacular volunteer planning, or she can stay married to the loser.
And it's volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
What she does is voluntarily, right?
Can I tell you something?
Yes.
Is your name Samantha?
Yes, it is.
The man she's married to is black.
Do what?
The man she's married to is black.
I'm
what
gay.
What difference does it make if he's black?
It doesn't make any difference, but I think she can do better.
Well,
that's not for you to say.
I don't want to get into
I'm
some
I'm a lesbian.
Race.
I have a wonderful girlfriend.
You're a what?
I am a lesbian.
Oh, I don't have any problem with that.
There's no problem with that?
No, why would there
There's
be
no
a problem?
Problem with black people either.
There's no problem with black people. I'm just saying the fact that it's an interracial marriage puts strain on the couple. And they had a baby. The child is now 5. Oh, my God, the poor thing is black skin and bright red hair. Oh, now, this is something that...
Well, so what? I mean, come on. I mean, you know, people, as they say, beauty
this
is...
This is why we have a problem
mm-hmm.
in our society, is because
no.
Get past.
I don't have any problem with blacks, whites, everything's fine. But when you marry a black man and you have a baby and the kid comes out...
The kid came out with carrot hair.
The kid comes out with red hair.
Well, that's the way God made him. That's the way he wanted him to be.
If you believe in God... Now,
can we not get into theology here? I don't want to get into that.
Well, no.
And I don't, and I'm really resentful of you bringing up the race of her husband, the looks of her child.
No, I'm saying there is strain in her marriage. I'm thinking that might have something to do with it.
What?
The fact that the kid came out with a redhead.
The fact that she's got a black son.
It doesn't matter if a
she
black
has a black
kid
son,
comes
and the kid's hair is as red as Bozo's. You see what I'm saying?
So why does that put a strain on her marriage?
I don't know. I'm trying to find out why.
It's none of your business.
Yes,
what
it is my business
are.
If she's not devoting her time to the... Oh, God. You know,
that's,
you're a lesbian. You're a lesbian. You don't understand about fashion shows anyway. Why am I wasting my breath?
Oh, all right. Wow. You don't know me, lady.
Are you a lesbian?
Do what?
Are you a lesbian?
Yes, I am.
All right. Then what?
I'm
do
not
you know?
Butch.
Then what do you know about fashion shows?
She just said she's not butch.
I'm completely feminine.
All right, so you go to... So I don't understand.
Well, whether or not I have sex with the same sex that I am does not mean that I don't know about things.
Do you wear Kula?
It does not mean that I don't know about fashion.
All right,
it doesn't
well, look,
mean that I
want to invite
cars.
You. I want to invite you and your husband, or whatever you call it, to come to our fashion show.
She is my girlfriend.
Okay, your girlfriend. Come to our fashion show, a celebration of culottes, 20 years of culottes, and watch our community and look how we interact. It's vibrant.
All right, but I got to tell you, Ms. Dooley, you're way out of line. Comments about her black husband and her redheaded black child.
Phil, I am trying to solve a problem, and that is I need to get place settings for 150 couples, Portuguese silver, inside of 2 weeks, and Jet.
Oh, boy. That was Jada Suffcum.
Her bozo-haired son.
That's why she has problems, because people like you sit there and make fun of her family. And
are you black?
No, I'm not. I have many black friends.
You know what I mean by bozo hair?
You mentioned his hair is as red as Bozo's.
Yes.
I understand that.
Well, then you understand that having black skin, blue eyes, and hair as bright red as a stoplight.
Pretty weird. It has scared some of the residents late at night.
All right.
I don't care what he looks like.
Well, you don't care because you don't live behind the same walls as he does. I do.
All right, Samantha, thank you. Thank you for
thank
your call.
Thank you.
Samantha is a young gay woman, lesbian, who called to take exception. Bobby Dooley from the Western States Homeowners Association. She's going to have a woman removed from their community because the woman's spending more time on her troubled marriage than she is on helping Bobby plan the Springtacular. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Stepping over the line. Naked. Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
On the line with me is Bobby and Steve Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association. We're talking about the Winter Nationals. I was just talking about the drag races. We're talking about the Springtacular, Bobby, and your inability to have this happen timely because of a woman on your steering committee is having problems with her marriage. I just had...
Can I interrupt you for a minute?
Go ahead.
I really did not want to come on and talk about this.
No, I know, and I take full responsibility for keeping it on this subject.
I really wanted to talk about our Springtacular, and we're having our fashion show. In fact, we're having a rehearsal right now, and it's really going to be wonderful. I see so many gals coming down the runway. The girls are just basically, and these are all women who live here in the community. We are very, very blessed in our community that we have a great many women who are very lovely to look at. And Janice was going to be front and center. But because she's decided to hitch her wagon to a falling star. And
you keep calling her husband a falling star and a loser and all of this stuff, when in fact she cares about her marriage. She wants it to survive.
She wants her marriage to survive. And what about what she owes me? You know, Janice and I have been friends for a long time. We've been closer than sisters. We have loved each other very, very much. She's helped me in every spring, summer, winter, and fall spectacular that we've had. And now, right at the 11th hour, she decides that she's going to run back to her husband and forget all about... It was her idea to do a celebration of Cool Lines. Did we do that, Steve?
Yeah, you did. It was her idea to 25 years of Cool Lines.
Well, it might have been her idea. You mean the theme for the...
Yeah, the theme for the show. So we get everything ready, and she just backs out and runs like a thief.
Well, she's got marital problems, and for some people...
I understand it's important. And if it's that important, then you know what? I guess she can go and move across the street where there are no gates, where kids are playing roller hockey in the street in the cul-de-sac.
All right, you're in the auditorium right now?
We're in our community center. We're just doing a practice run. I just saw Beth. That's a really nice top. Beth Armageddon, or not Armageddon. We call her Armageddon. Armstrong's with us here, and she's doing it.
All right, let me just get to a call here. Stephanie, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
I had a question. What? Now, tell me again about this letter to the lawyer or from the lawyer or whatever.
Yes, we are going to have our Springtacular. It starts in the third week in May, and we'll have a fashion show and a dinner.
No, I'm talking about this letter that you are going to have sent to this woman. What letter again?
The letter you're going to have sent to the woman?
You know, I really don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about our Springtacular.
I guess maybe I was just wondering, what's the problem? What's the problem? Is the problem that she's not doing her job?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, well, that's what the letter should say. Shouldn't that be what the letter says?
It really needs to go further. She's not only not doing her job, but she's decided to stay with this loser. You know?
Uh-huh. Oh, so that's the problem. You
so
don't
glad
want
you were listening so carefully to the show, Stephanie, before you called.
Yeah, so glad you were listening so carefully to the show, Stephanie, before you called.
You know what? I did listen to the whole thing. I was just a little bit disturbed by that I wanted to make sure that I had this letter right.
We're having our Springtacular fashion show right now, You can hear the music.
449-8686. Daryl, go ahead.
Hi. I just wanted to call and say I've never listened to your show. This is the first time I've ever listened before.
It's not my show.
Not your show. I was speaking to Phil. But what I had to say to you was I believe that your neighbor, this woman, her commitment to God that she made when she said her vows is a bigger commitment than to you. Her marriage, above and beyond any other commitment, is number one.
Can I interrupt you for a minute?
Yes, go
ahead. Just hold on for a minute. Another top. I don't like the color of that top. No, anything but that top. It is atrocious. It looks a little slutty.
Bobby, you're on the air right now with me.
I'm sorry, Phil. Go ahead.
You just had asked me if you could interrupt, so...
What was your comment?
My comment was that her commitment to God is a greater commitment than to you.
She looks like a slut. Not Janice. I'm talking to one of the models.
Phil, could I say something to you?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
I honestly can't believe you said that you have her on your show every year.
All these people.
And to talk about the Springtacular, I honestly cannot believe that you would have her on the show and not know that she's a type of woman.
Huh? And not what?
And not, you wouldn't know that she was this type of woman.
Would you people please?
Obviously, she is racist and biased, and I think that
I had no idea when I had her on.
Can we go brawless in the second half of the show, everyone?
Are you listening, Ms. Dooley? Are you listening?
She said she wanted to talk to you.
All right, but I mean, are you paying attention?
Yes, as much as I can.
Go ahead, Daryl.
I am totally and utterly appalled by this. It's almost like a train wreck.
I would love for her to wear a
bra. Can't look away.
Yeah.
But you don't really want to look.
Yeah, thongs. If they're wearing panties, it comes right through.
I'm sorry. I'm trying not to speak over her.
Okay, Ms. Dooley, I can hear every word you're saying, and some of it I don't appreciate on my airwaves.
I'm very sorry.
Go ahead, Daryl.
My last comment was that people can feel a lot of different things about someone else's husband or someone else's family.
Lime green peanuts.
But I think that, I mean, maybe her husband is a loser. I mean, maybe someone else would look at him and say she needs to leave her husband.
Hold on a minute. No, raised high empire ways should be strong, not weak. Okay? Look, Daryl, are you married?
No, I am engaged.
Is he a loser? Of course not. Right?
But that doesn't mean that someone else couldn't look at him for whatever reason.
And think he's a full-on loser.
No, he is in absolutely no way a loser.
Well, what if I saw him and I went to you and I said, Daryl, look, I care very much about you. The guy you're going to marry is a loser.
I would say...
Just change into a thong, honey. That way you don't have to worry about all the panty line.
I honestly think this call has become ridiculous.
This is a little ridiculous.
Talking to everyone else,
no,
but
I'm
who is
saying
on the air.
That the little boy had red hair. That's all I said.
You said he had bozo hair, and that it was scaring people in the neighborhood late at night.
Well, excuse me for being honest.
My point about someone else being able to look at your husband or my fiance or whatever and say that someone was a loser is no one is ever going to be the richest person, the prettiest, the smartest, whatever.
Can I ask you something, Daryl? You're going to help me with this, really. Turn it off. Play the other music. No, not that. I want to know. I want to ask you something, Daryl. What do you think about this? We're going to do kimonos. Daryl?
Yes.
We're going to do kimonos in the second half of the show. What do you think of this music?
I think sounds what Japanese. You're asking me has nothing to do with what I am calling to talk about.
That Empire Line dress on you looks, it looks great, Tootsie. Really good. Now turn. That's it, turn. That's it. Bend back at the waist. Back. Way over. Yeah. You can look skinny even though you're not. I'm joking. Okay, good. Am I done with this caller or what's...
You have not had the good courtesy to listen to anything.
Hold on just a minute. Fran, try the garden look, honey. Yeah, because you're way too heavy for that.
I think, honestly, she has probably heard everything that I said, but she has no way to combat what...
Oh, that's a good point.
...my viewpoint is.
I don't care what you say. Sticks and stones can break my bones, but words...
Honey,
they don't,
I have never I have not called you one single name. I have not raised my voice to you. I have spoke to you like you are an intelligent person.
Let me ask you something. How much do you weigh?
I don't think you can understand that, honestly.
How much do you weigh?
How much do I weigh? I weigh 120 pounds.
All right, so you get it. You're one of us.
No, I'm not one of anyone.
What do you mean
anyone?
She's one of you?
She weighs 120. How tall are you?
I'm 5'9".
You are one of us. You're statuesque. Hold on a minute. Collars,
no.
Cuffs, and buttonholes. Now, let's get with it. Collars, cuffs, and buttonholes.
I'm not one of whoever she is speaking of.
Yeah.
I am my own person.
You're with us, though.
I understand. Hey, if she's skinny and she's proud of being skinny,
can we get that Japanese music off, please?
But...
Twirl. Now,
I think,
go
honestly,
down the runway with
she doesn't want to listen to anything that
piercing
eyes. She does not argue against
it. Oh, God, I love that embroidery.
Oh, for God's sake. Will you turn the music off, please, ma'am?
Are you speaking to me?
Yes, I'm speaking to you.
Oh, my God, Daryl, get him. Is he for real?
Honey, I have nothing to say that is going to be on your side of the fence. I do not believe whatsoever.
Well, if that's the case,
I think I would appreciate it, and everyone else listening and working for the show would appreciate it if you would turn off the music.
Try the smock look.
Turn that music off, will you?
No, I won't. It's my fashion show.
Well, it's my radio show, and I'm... Daryl, thank you for your call. It's my radio show.
Oh, get you. Are you for real? Candy, honey, no, baby. It's just not going to work. I know you're wearing black, honey, but you can still see all of it. The whole big butt.
Right.
All right, shantook silk bag trousers with rolled-up self-made turnips. I love it.
Me too.
Queer. We'll be right back.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
There's braces for your teeth and a busted Dollywood if you'll shut up.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Don't forget, in June we'll be in Tucson, thanks to Bobby and Steve Dooley, and it's the Springtacular. Boy, I can't believe how time flies when you're really not missing talking to somebody, as I never miss talking to them. As in, I don't miss them. How could I miss you, baby, if you just won't go away? It's only been a year. How about make it two next time, Bobby? How about a thong? I can see your ass. All right, coming up on the Phil Hendry Show in June, not on, but the Phil Hendry Show will be in Tucson, Arizona, out in I think it's Arizona. I think that's what I said. And that'll be June 11th, so we're really excited about going there. And don't forget, on our website, you can pick up all kinds of souvenirs. Just go to www.philhendryshow.com. What is a Phil Hendry Show souvenir anyway? What do you mean, Phil? You're talking about coffee mugs and crap like that, T-shirts? No, dude. I'm talking about crew neck. I mean, these are really quality crew neck shirts. Jay Santos, who is a member of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, he's a guy that comes on our program all the time and talks about saving lives, and he runs around with his little amber light on top of his truck, and he's totally unofficial and totally, like, illegal. He's one of these wannabe cops. Well, we've got his official travel mug. So if you want an official wannabe cop travel mug, the Jay Santos Citizens Auxiliary Police travel mug is yours. If you need a mouse pad, we have the Phil Hendry Show mouse pads. For your computer, we have speaking of Bobby Dooley, who was just on, we have all kinds of Bobby Dooley merchandise. The official Western Estates Homeowners Association Country Club cap. This is some quality material. And we also have the Western Estates Homeowners Association tote bag. I think. Or maybe we do, maybe we don't. In any event, go to our website, www.philhenryshow.com, and take a look, baby, because I think Mother's Day is, like, right around the corner. Wouldn't it be wonderful to give Mom her own Ted to Beverly Hills shot glass? All right, 1-800-449-8686. We got a flashback, a listener request flashback coming up next hour. And we're also going to get to some funniest lines, some stuff for you guys emailed into us. It's all ahead on The Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Hendry Show.
And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
Did you hear about this? Paula Abdul might get bounced off of American Idol because she allegedly coached a favorite contestant and tried to cover up the breach. This is according to the Drudge Report. Fox executives have declined to answer any and all questions posed by ABC News regarding claims American Idol judge Paula Abdul personally coached a favorite contestant and then tried to cover up the breach. Even though ABC's been warned by Abdul power attorney Marty Singer that the network faces legal action if it proceeds with Wednesday night's primetime live expose, Paula Abdul, scumbag. I'm just kidding, it's not called that. ABC lawyers are convinced the bombshell audio evidence and video material to be presented in the special will ruin her life. It'll ruin Paula Abdul's life. And then she's got nothing. Oh yeah, baby. That's right. What do you think of that, Paula? Now you'll be one of us. High-flying Paula Abdul. Thought you had it all. Thought you were a big shot, huh? Well, let me tell you something, sister. A lot of women out there, Paula, want to pull you down. You know how bitchy women are. I'll bet you anything it's some chick that shanked you in the back, Paula. I want you to know I happen to support you. You want to know why? Because it's a freaking TV show, man. It ain't the presidential election. I don't give a crap if it's rigged. Who cares if it's rigged? It's whether the guy can sing or not, you know? Hey, wait a minute. He shouldn't be the best one. Why, we all voted for Marty. He sounds like this. You know, send me no flowers. Yay. And then the other guy that can sing, he doesn't get voted in. What's that? It's a television show. But you want to know what happened to Paula Abdul? I got $5, which is a week's salary, that says Paula Abdul got shanked in the back by a fellow female staff member. I don't hate women. I've seen women that I care about getting it like this from other women. No kidding. You want to know why? Because she's living a good life. She's very successful. She's beautiful. She's talented. And there's some chick out there whose husband you slept with, Paula. And, you know, she's got a big thing. You know, we'll talk about it, I guess. I don't know.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The Whore.